Co. I'm on the line with the truly talented K. Michelle of VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Hi.
Hey, K. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. It's a pleasure to talk to you from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. The show's doing extremely well, so big congrats on the success of the show. Did you see the show kind of going to these heights, having this much success with the ratings?
Yeah, I did. I told like all of my friends when we were taping, I was like, yo, you know, my cast members, they're very comical, they're characters, and they really have a lot going on in their life. So I knew people would take to it because it was real life.
So you're making it clear that it is real life, because, you know, a lot of people are saying this show is so good, it almost seems scripted.
No, they got some characters that was going through some stuff.
Okay.
Ramona did a great casting.
Well, we had your cast member, Jocelyn Hernandez. She called in earlier in the season, and she said that she and Stevie J were the main stars of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and everyone else was supporting cast. But you made that obviously clear that that is not the case. And you've been in the business for quite a while, and now it seems that everyone is really interested in knowing your story. Last night's episode was crazy.
Yeah.
You got into a lot about your abusive relationship. Can we confirm that the relationship was with Meth Hitz, who's currently married to Toya Wright?
You know what? I just never have went completely in on him, and I still don't want to go in on him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have to say who it is, because the first episode, you know, he said it for me.
Okay.
You know, I didn't really say anything. So it was a very, you know, emotional episode, but I really felt like it was something that I needed to do, and I understood the positive and the negative that I was going to get from it.
Now, when you came out with the wedding gown, I was like, wow, this must have been a very serious relationship. Was it a long relationship?
No. You know, we worked closely together.
Okay.
For a while, we were friends. It was just the dream of a mini girl. So it wasn't necessarily like we were about to get married or anything. It was just, you know, the dream of little girls everywhere to get married and have a picket fence.
And I know with Toya Wright reaching out lately, now I don't know, do you have a personal relationship with her before this whole thing happened, or you don't really know her that well?
I've never, you know, I went to a restaurant one day, she was there. That's all I know about her.
Okay. And I guess, you know, some would say that she's just trying to stand up for her man. But at the same time, some people say, hey, she doesn't know the situation, so maybe she should sit down and be quiet and listen and learn some things.
It is what it is. You have to stand by the people you love, you know, but it comes a point, you know, as a woman where you have to respect other women. That's what I have to say about that.
And your cast member, Rashida, I mean, she's making it very clear that she's close friends with both Meth Hitz and Toya Wright, who was Lil Wayne's ex-wife, of course, we know. And she doesn't really seem to believe your story.
Girl, she don't have no information. She couldn't handle the media. She was my friend, invited me to the studio everywhere with her. When the first episode came out and the media got tough, she got into whatever she needed to get into. Even the producers of the show and everybody was really shocked.
What were they shocked about exactly?
Just how she doesn't have a backbone.
Okay.
Everybody, your husband even said, I believe her. You know what I'm saying? So
okay. It's
really cliquish in Atlanta, and this little I am this clique. I don't play the cliques in the little high school games.
Understandable. We're all grown. So, you know, we got to talk more about Rashida, the reunion, and more Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. K. Michelle on the line. She's on Twitter right now at K. Michelle. Hit her up. I'm on Twitter at EKane Tweets. We're back with the E-Report. More K. Michelle and 5 o'clock ride in 5 minutes.